The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that Mikan Samcho Shebeis Rabbi, this is the marker for the Pesach of Beis Rabbi, Shemevatl Tamatar and Bain Lushan Mekha Megillah. That you're Mevatl Tamatar to hear Mekha Megillah. If a person is in the middle of learning and it came the time for Mekha Megillah, you're supposed to be Mevatl Tar to hear Mekha Megillah. So the Acharim ask Akasha, the Rashash, and the Martzchias over here, that's Mevur from the Gemara, that by stopping your Limud HaTar to go hear the Megillah, that's an act of Bittul Tarah, but still you're allowed to do it for the mitzvah of making Megillah. So they're bothered, why is this Mevatl Tamatar? In what sense are being Mevatl Tamatar? Making Megillah is also Tar, it's also Chelik HaTar, and when you learn it, you get Tzchar for learning. So in what sense is there a Bittul Tarah here? B'chalal, it should be Pasha, you're allowed to do it. There's no Bittul, because making Megillah is also Tar. So it's brought down Meshem or Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber answered that you see from here a Gevaldik Chiddush in Bittul Tarah. The Bittul Tarah is not just in Kamas, but it's also in Eichus. It's not just in quantity, but also in quality. If a person is learning Torah on a deep level and he stops doing that, and now he learns on a more superficial level, even though he's still learning, but that's called Bittul Tarah because he could learn deeper, he could learn with more Amelis, and he's learning with less Aymek and less Amelis, that is also Bittul Tarah. So if a person is in the middle of learning a Sugya Be'ion, about Amelis, of Amkus, and now he stops doing that to go hear the Megillah, even though the Megillah is also Tarah, but it's going to be it's considered Bittul Tarah, klapi what he's doing, because it's less ba'aymik, it's less deep, and that is also considered an act of bittul tarah, and therefore we need the chiddush, and afal pichin, you're allowed to be mevatl tarah to hear mikum megillah, because of the chashivas of mikum megillah, but if not for that, that would be considered bittul tarah. That is a baruch ve'ez tarah, it's a ro'yam ha'dvarim l'misha amram, baruch ve'ez a person who always made sure to learn ba'aymik ha'ian, the deepest level of ian and amelus. There's another teretz said over b'shem Gemara Diskin, b'shul Leib Diskin, he said al pi'a gemar later on in Dafin Chesem Adalf, the Gemara says over there that there are three words in the Megillah that we don't know what they mean. It says, Atu ha'chashtronim b'nei ha'ramachim, do we know what they mean? Atu ha'nan ha'chashtronim b'nei ha'ramachim yadina, do we know what it means? Elamitzah sekriya persumi nisa. So the Gemara says, we don't know what these words mean, ha'chashtronim b'nei ha'ramachim, and afal pichan, you learn the Megillah to be mefarsim d'nei. So it's like b'shul Leib Diskin, that it's true that for 99% of the Megillah, you're not being Mevatel Torah because you're Mekan the Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah when you read the Megillah. But when you get to those three words, you're not being Mekan the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah because you don't know what it means. If you learn without knowing what it means, there's no Talmud Torah at all. That is a real Bittul Torah, and that's the Chiddush. And Afal Pichan, you're allowed to be Mevatel Torah to read the Megillah, even though it involves within it three words we don't know the meaning, and that would be an act of Bittul Torah. It is a chiddush what he's saying, because the pashas is when you find the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that when it comes to Tarah Shebichsav, even if you don't know the meaning of it, you're still making the mitzvah of limud Tarah. It's still considered an act of limud. So I don't know if lefi him it would be considered a mamish bittul Tarah. And bichlal, it's even if you don't know exactly what the words mean, but if you know be'erach what it means, some type of camel, whatever, l'char, that's enough to be making the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And bichlal, the Rabbeinu Chanan over there says, Pshat in the Gemara, it doesn't mean that we don't know what it means, but he says, Kagon Nashim v'ami aritz l'liyadin pir shachashtronim b'nei ramachim, but it sounds like other people do know what it means, so it's not necessarily going to be bittul Torah, but al kopanim, that was the hamtzah, that's the teretz of Reb Shul Leib Diskin. I was thinking that perhaps you could say another mahalach al piya gemalachi aside from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, this is brought down in the Ksavim, Psakim Ksavim from the Chazon Ish. He was asked a kasha by one of his Talmidim. The Talmud is running this over, quoting what the Chazon Ish said. He asked the Chazon Ish a kasha. We have a malach of Ayreg on Shabbos. Not allowed to be Ayreg, you can't weave on Shabbos. And he asked him, L'chor, every time you're Ayreg, you should be Chayav Mishum Baina as well. Every time you're Ayreg, you weave something, you built something, you built a baguette, you built a little piece of material, that should be Chayav Mishum Baina. There's Binyan Bekalim, it's considered a Binyan, so why is every Ayreg not Chayav Mishum Baina? And the Chazon Ish answered the following, he quotes him, he says like this, he says, Dekeim and Dechalkinu Kra, since the Torah is Mechalik them into two, in other words, we have two Malachas, we have a Malach of Ayreg, and we have a Malach of Binyan, of Baina, Sulo Ma'avinanlu, we can't mix them together. Like we find this by many dina atar, de lo marvinan luhu, litanishul zabazat, we don't mix them up to say the one applies to the other. Bechigayin ba'avis, betoldos on ezekim, by avis and ezekim, vechem belashon hara, eno ever mishum betol tar, and also with lashon hara, not ever mishum betol tar, ledaita, according to him, vechen ki yaitze bazat. So the Chazon Ish is saying, Gavaldik Yosef over here, that when the Torah says, you're chayiv because of A, and then there's another iser B, which could technically apply, Misvar, we would think it would apply, but from the fact that the Torah says that you're over on this Isser A, by definition it means you're over on A and not B. This is the Shema Isser, this is the name of the Aver that you're doing, and you can't tag on another Aver until you're also over another Aver, even though you should technically be doing it, because when the Torah defines it as one Avera, it's mutually exclusive, and it's saying you're not over on a different Avera, it's one or the other. And this is true by Avis. So the Torah says there's a Malach of Ayreg. So when it's saying you're over Mishum Ayreg, by definition, it means this is not Baina. We don't define this as an act of Baina, it's an act of Ayreg, and you're only Chai Mishum Ayreg, not Mishum Baina. And he says this is true by other Dina Atayr, it's true by others, and told us on the Zikin. And then he says also by Lashon Hara, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, you're not over Mishum Bittul Taira Ledaitai. If you speak Lashon Hara, you're not also over Bittul Taira. Even though you're being Mavatul Taira when you speak Lashon Hara, obviously you could be learning that and you're not. But if the Taira defines this as an act of Lashon Hara, that's the lav. Even though the Taira knows every time you speak Lashon Hara, you're also being Mavatul Taira. But if the lav is Lashon Hara, that's you're being over, you can't say that I'm also over Mishum Bittul Taira. He adds in the word Ledaitai over there, meaning this is according to the opinion of the Chazanish, because the Chazanish was really coming to argue on the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim and the Hakdam of Shmir Salashin. He has a whole list of Averis and Lavin and Arun, the Ivran, when you speak Lashon Hara, and one of them is Bittul Taira. He says, every time you speak Lashon Hara, you're Ivran Mishum Bittul Taira, because you could be learning then, and the Chazanish is coming to be Chalik on that, and he says, no, you're not Ivran and Bittul Taira. About it's Aser, you're Ivran Lashon Hara, but the fact that the Taira calls it Lashon Hara means it's Lashon Hara, it's not Bittul Taira, it can't be both, it's one or the other. That is the Yesod of the Chazanish. Now, this needs to be worked out in many sugyas where we find Lachari different places where you're chayav mishum two things. Even in Melacha Shabbos, there's many sugyas where we seem to be chayav. We have lavar lav b'shnei lavin, yesh aichal achila achas. There are many times that we do find two chiyuvim for one avera, so in kamakum lahairach, you have to work out exactly how the Chazanish fits into all those sugyas. But Akoponim, I was thinking of the Chazanish, if this is true by averas, maybe it's true by mitzvahs as well. When the Torah says, when you do this act, you be mekayim mitzvah pliny, by definition, it means it's this mitzvah, not that mitzvah. So if the Torah says this is an act of Kriyas and Megillah, you're making the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah, so it's defined as an act of Kriyas and Megillah. It's no longer defined as an act of Limud HaTorah. It can't be both, it's one or the other. That is the set of the Chazanish. And Mimela, by if I'm being Mekayim mitzvah Kriyas and Megillah, you can't call that Talmud Torah, or not being Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In a certain sense, there's an inhibitul Torah over here, and that's the Chiddush and Mevatul and Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. That's what I thought to say. I'll pee the side of the Chazanish. I found afterwards in the Siach HaSada from Chaim Kanievsky on the Sechus Brachus Tafir Aleph, Chaim Kanievsky himself says that the side of the Chazanish, you can answer this kasha of Mevatam Tamadar for making Megillah, why it's considered a Bittul Taira. So he was saying that I'll pee the Chazanish, but in the beginning of the Sefer, Ksavim Upsakim from the Chazanish, Chuvus Ksavim, I'm sorry, that's the name of the Sefer, there's a letter from Chaim Kanievsky, and over there he says that he heard from the Chazanish himself, that the Chazanish used this Vart to answer this Kasha over here, Mevatam Tam Matar, Lamekam Megillah, and the Chazanish says, Lafi his side, that would answer this Kasha, because if you're being Mekam, the Mitzvah, Mekam Megillah, if that's the name of the Mitzvah that I'm doing, that's the shame of the Mitzvah, it can't also be considered Talmatar, it's one or the other, it can't be both, and we may there would be an element of Bittul involved. So again, it needs to be what exactly the Agdar is and what the Chazanish is saying, when do you say this and when you don't, but that's the Gemara Gechilash of the Chazanish. When it comes to certain inyanim, it's either both mitzvahs and aveir, it's either this shame mitzvah and aveir or that one, but it can't be both. In the Mela, there would be an element of Mevatel Talmud Torah when it comes to Mikra Megillah.